step into the same river twice. But tonight, the story of two men who decide to go back to that river. The Ravine by David Bolt.
Like a starving intellectual.
There's no expense account in the groves of Academe.
I see. Jack, I'll tell you, I don't have much time.
This won't take long.
I've got a business meeting.
If you're in a rush, I can see you some other time.
No. I can give you a couple of minutes.
Thanks. You want a drink first?
Well, to be honest, not really.
Well, I think it's essential. Waiter, what do you have?
Doesn't matter to me. Whatever's going.
Yes, sir?
Double bourbon, please, for both of us. Straight up.
Right away, sir.
Jack, I've only got 10 minutes.
Oh, come on. We haven't seen each other for 20 years.
Okay. 20 minutes. Then I absolutely have to go.
Don, I know you don't want to see me, and I understand that.
Well, that's good, because when you and I last parted company, we were not exactly buddies.
And it was my fault, Don. I realize that now. It was all my fault. I was a jerk. An emotional adolescent. So I'm asking you to try and forget it.
You said you were going to kill me.
I guess I said a lot of things.
I believed you.
It was a long time ago. She fell in love with you, that's all. I had no right to be jealous. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Tell you what. Let's not have a toast to old times.
It's a deal. Here's to the future. Friendship?
You got it.
Has it been a good 20 years?
On the whole, yeah.
I'm glad.
If you're talking about Murray, I wouldn't trade her for anyone. It never crossed my mind.
You're lucky.
Yeah, I guess I am. When you look at the divorce statistics. Yeah, what about you?
Nothing ever lasted, I'm afraid. Maybe I'm just not the type of...
That's ridiculous. You got a lot going for you.
I doubt that. But listen, you're pressed for time, so let me get on to the real reason I wanted to see you.
Well, what was that?
I'm afraid you might think I'm a little silly when I tell you this.
Well, try me.
All right, I will. Last week, I went back to the ravine.
You went back where?
The ravine.
You got me.
Remember when you were 12 years old? Can you remember that far?
I suppose.
Those were the days before we thought about girls or money or politics. All we thought about was adventure.
Right.
And it's Saturday morning. Sun's up. What do you do? Where do you go?
To the ravine.
The ravine, of course. The lost world, the Amazon jungle.
How about that? And you went back there? Wait a minute. Which one? The one with the toboggan slopes at the top?
No.
Where Ricky Dobbin broke his leg?
Not that one.
Oh, what a loser.
I'm talking about the big ravine. The one that took all day. The wood, the river, the cliffs.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember. Those were the days, eh? Dangerous, too.
Sometimes.
Yeah, we'd get together in front of...
Gilchrist's.
Gilchrist's drugstore. 6 a.m. sharp.
Rain or shine.
Check supplies.
Compass.
Check.
Hunting knife.
Check.
Binoculars.
Check.
Slingshot.
Slingshot. Wait. The cops had to ban slingshots, remember? Because Ricky Dobbin put a hole in Gilchrist's window.
So we did, you're right.
What a menace, that guy.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that you went back there to the ravine?
Last week.
Well, what prompted you to do that?
Curiosity.
After all these years?
I wanted to find out what was at the end.
At the end?
Waiter, have another round of the sink?
Right away, sir.
What do you mean, at the end?
We never got that far.
Sure we did.
Think back. Retrace your steps.
Okay. Here we are. We cross the viaduct, over the fence, and down to the river. Slog along for about 2 miles until we get to the swamp.
Then what do you do?
Well, throw rocks at the turtles. I don't know.
You climb the cliffs.
Okay, yeah, you go up the cliffs to the top and you have lunch. But that's it.
Not quite. There was a bridge a little further along.
An old wooden bridge, yeah.
We could have gone down to the bridge, crossed to the other side, and carried on into unknown territory.
No, 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 we couldn't. There was a keep out sign. Wire fence, private property.
Well, I'm still curious. I want to know what's down there past the keep out sign.
I thought you said you went last week.
Yeah, I couldn't make it to the end.
Not as young as you used to be, huh?
It wasn't that I got tired. It was that... I don't know how to put this. It was that the place scared me.
Well, those cliffs are a tricky climb.
It wasn't the physical danger.
Well, what was it then?
There you are, sir.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Jack?
I suppose that after all these years, I expected the ravine to look different. I expected to see joggers running around, kids with radios, garbage. But no, it is exactly the same.
Now, the Parks Department has been thorough, has it, maintaining our heritage?
Don, it was the details. The details were quite specific. A rotten tree across the river, graffiti under the bridge.
There's always graffiti under the bridge, and trees always fall into the river.
True enough, but the further along I went, the more detailed there were.
Did you make it to the cliffs?
No, I only got to the sumac trees. You know, near the bend in the river. Then I turned back, went home, and phoned you.
Why was that?
Because I found something there that was pretty strange.
Whoa, God, the sun's bright.
Especially when you're hungover.
It was worth it.
Sorry you missed your business meeting.
Oh, it wasn't important.
You said it was.
Not compared to seeing my best friend after 20 years.
What a waste. All those years.
Yeah. I should have told Murray. Look, split up with Jack if you have to, but leave me out of this. It's not worth it.
Before all that happened, I was sure you were going to marry what's-her-name. Toby Stillman. Mm. Remember Toby?
Matter of fact, I ran into her a couple of weeks ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, she looks terrific.
How about that?
Yeah, she's taking care of herself. Has a great sense of humor. Yeah, she never did get married. Yeah, makes you think.
Makes you think what if? Huh. And what if I'd married Mireille after all?
Let's forget it. This is what's important, Jack. Adventure, right?
Right. What's in your bag?
Well, we are fully equipped. Half a dozen sandwiches, knife, binoculars, no slingshot. Hey, what do you suppose is down there, past the bridge?
Private property. Could be anything.
Why didn't we go all the way? We weren't exactly timid little guys.
Maybe it was more fun to speculate than to find out what was there.
Yeah. Probably a demented landlord with a shotgun waiting to blow us out of the water.
That's always been my first choice.
Yeah, or maybe a concealed mine shaft or a high-security government lab making nerve gas.
So long as we find out.
It'll just be another vacant lot waiting to be developed. Nothing but milkweed and bramble bush and beer cans. Let's hear this.
A high-pressure system from the American Midwest continues to bring clear skies.
All right.
Around the 25-degree mark.
Couldn't be better. Well, looks like I won't need my coat.
Take my advice and wear it.
25 degrees and the sun out?
It's different in the ravine. It's cold.
Well, it's not what the weather person said.
It's cold and cloudy.
Well, I'll take it just in case, then.
Why don't we park here and walk across the bridge?
What happened to Gilchrist Drugstore?
It's over there.
No, a Burger King?
Hard to believe, isn't it? The last time we walked along here, there were still ice trucks and horse-drawn milk wagons. Streetcar wires up there.
And the Amazon jungle down below.
Let me show you something.
What?
Look at the river. Does it seem unusually high to you or dangerous?
No, looks pretty shallow. Hey, I can see to the bottom.
Remember that.
Why?
You'll see. Want to use the park entrance?
No. Let's hop the fence. Here, hold this.
Need a boost?
No, I can do it. If... Ah, damn.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Be careful, Jack. We're not 12 years old anymore.
Speak for yourself.
Yep.
Watch yourself on the way down.
Oh, God, I can't.
Grab my hand.
No, I'll just get a hold of... Ah, shit. Oh.
Don, are you okay? Don?
I made it.
Oh, I see. You're a mess.
No, I'm okay. It's fine.
Now you see what I mean. It's cold down here.
Well, it's because we're beside the river.
And look at the river.
Yeah? Rough.
We better get moving.
Wait. I want to put on my jacket. This sure beats sitting at home with a newspaper. Woods, fresh air, nature in the raw, mud. where did it go?
Where did what go?
Whatever we had when we were 12 that we don't have now.
We still have it, Don, or we wouldn't be here.
Oh, yeah. Curiosity, like you said last night.
Tell me, how long have you been having this affair?
What?
With the woman you were going to see last night.
Hey, wait a minute.
Doesn't matter to me. I'm just curious.
Well, what makes you think I'm involved with someone?
You obviously don't get along with Murray.
Sure, we have our problems.
Now, last night, you were on your way to a business meeting. You didn't go
I decided to have a drink with you.
That's what I mean. Nothing interferes with business, Don. So it had to be personal.
You're right. It's a long story and not a happy one.
Sure. But if you need to talk to an old friend, I'll be here for you.
Thanks. Hey, now, where is this strange phenomenon you were going to show me?
You see those sumac trees up ahead?
Yeah.
Now think back. If you were 12 years old again, walking around this bend, past that big granite boulder with the vein of quartz running through it.
Yeah, and the rotten maple lying across the river.
That's right. Now think back. What would you expect to find in that clump of sumacs?
There's a car in there. An old car, a Rambler, a Packard or something.
It was a Hudson, a 48 Hudson. Nice looking car. Somebody must have pushed it from the top of that hill and it rolled down until it stopped.
Yeah. And it's still here?
Go and look.
Jeez. It's in pretty good condition.
That tire's still inflated. Give it a kick.
I'll buy it.
Want to get inside?
It'll be pretty crummy, won't it? Insects, mildew?
That's the point. It isn't. The car might have rolled down that hill last week. Let's get in.
What you mean? Look at the upholstery.
You want a drink?
It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
So it is.
You go ahead.
I will. Because I'm going to turn the radio on.
The radio still works?
How come the radio still works, Doc?
Yeah, I guess some batteries last indefinitely.
The last time you were in this car was 1956.
We interrupt this broadcast to announce a severe storm warning. A disturbance from the eastern seaboard will reach southern Ontario by early afternoon, bringing thunderstorm activity and the probability of high winds.
Storm warning?
See, I told you to wear your coat.
Okay, hey, pass the bourbon.
Before we came down here, it was warm and clear. Now it's cold and cloudy, and there's a storm on the way. And we are sitting in a perfectly preserved car, which by now ought to be a handful of rust.
Well, weather can change.
Well, what about the car?
The ground is probably dry, and these trees provide a natural insulation.
You think so?
I can't explain that. No. Hey, must be a nostalgia show.
I hate 50s nostalgia.
I remember when I was in the top 10. You and I used to have serious conversations. Except back then we were drinking Orange Crush.
Yeah. I remember those brown bottles with the ridges up the side?
And you split an atom with your chemistry set. You remember that?
Yeah.
How long do we have before the sun supernovas? What did colors look like outside the spectrum?
Sorry it didn't work out.
You know, there's a theory that men and women aren't male and female of the same species at all, but that we are descended from two entirely different species. After being married to Mireille for 15 years, I'm convinced of that.
Where did it go wrong?
Right from the start. I knew it was a mistake. Nobody's fault. I don't want to blame anybody. It was a mistake.
So you were forced to look elsewhere?
No, I didn't look. It just happened. The first one was years ago. Girl in the office.
Get it where you can, right?
Well, I wouldn't put it quite so brutally, but I suppose that's what it amounts to.
Let's have one more drink and get moving. We don't have much time before the storm hits. Whatever became of, what was that one's name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
It turns out she wasn't pregnant after all, so we didn't have to go to New York, which was the only place you could get an abortion in those days. And she ended up marrying a high school teacher from St. Catharines.
What about last night? Who was your business meeting?
That's Charlotte. She's too young. Nothing to talk about. So, I've got to call it off. Besides, I have finally met someone who really matters to me. She's in the same business. We talk the same language. I never knew two people could understand each other like this.
I'm glad for you, Don. Who is it?
Toby Stillman.
I should have guessed.
Poor Mireille. She looks her age. Believe me, she looks her age. But emotionally and mentally, she's still 20 years old. And I'm afraid that's not very attractive.
You've had a rough time, haven't you?
Oh. I mean, why does life have to be so complicated? That's all I want to know.
Don.
Huh?
Look at this.
God.
Got any theories about this?
Must have crawled in there to die, unless somebody put it there. That was a beautiful dog.
Look at that white patch.
I don't really want to get too
close. Look at the shape of it. Like a heart. A perfect heart.
So?
The last time we were here, when we were 12 years old, that same dog was in that same oil truck.
How can it be the same dog?
It is.
That's crazy.
Look at it.
No. Animals die all the time in places like that.
Not thoroughbred collies.
It's a coincidence.
It's the same dog.
Jack, let's look at this carefully. It is not the same dog. That dog is disintegrated into dust and blown away in the wind. This is a new dog.
Like that was a new car?
I told you, I can't explain the car.
I gotta think.
Look, it's not much farther. Why don't we just go to the end, cross the bridge, find out what's there and leave?
It's all adds up to something. I don't know what. I've got to figure it out before I cross that bridge.
Then let's go somewhere else and have lunch. I'm cold and wet and hungry, and I don't like that dog.
The cliffs. We'll climb the cliffs and have lunch up there.
I can't make it.
You can make it.
Oh, bourbon and middle age, Jack. Not in the shape I was when I used to scramble up here.
Grab those roots.
Yeah?
Now, put your foot in that old swallow's nest and hoist yourself up. We're nearly there.
Okay. One, two, three.
Good. And...
about... we made it.
In spite of bourbon and middle age...
So, you want ham and pickle or cheese?
Not hungry.
Oh, I'm starved. Whoa, the sky, it's almost black.
Don, I have to know what happened.
Uh-huh.
I have to know what happened 15 years ago with Murray.
Oh, I was unfortunate all around. You lost her and I got her.
Must have been something behind it. One day she was the girl I was going to marry. The next day she hated me. She refused to say why. Wouldn't even talk to me. And not long after, she married you.
Look, I thought we were going to leave all that behind us.
What did you tell her?
What?
It had to be you. You told her something that made her decide never to see me again.
Jack, what's the point?
There's no point. I'm just curious.
I told Murray that you were sleeping with somebody else.
Who?
This is the funny part. Toby Stillman.
Yeah. That was funny.
Look, I regretted it right away, Jack. And I've regretted it all these years, but when I backed off, said it wasn't true, she figured I was trying to protect you. It was as if she wanted to believe it. And then she decided that I was the one she always liked, and 3 years later, we were married.
Doesn't matter.
No. It matters to me. I've carried this around with me for 20 years. There's no way around it, Jack. I betrayed my best friend. Now, please, say you forgive me.
Forget it.
I can't. It's important, Jack. Please.
Don.
Yeah?
The bridge.
What about it?
Why is the bridge still there?
Why shouldn't it be?
Split logs, that heavy chain for handrails.
Yeah?
It's the same bridge.
Well, what about it?
That bridge collapsed. It was rotten. It fell into the river. In a storm like this one.
Hey, look down there. A couple of boys are coming.
Give me your binoculars. God, I don't believe it. We gotta get down there fast. Boys! Boys! Turn back! Go home! No!
What?
Don't go on the bridge! The pylons are rotten.
They look all right.
They're not.
Yeah? Who are you?
It doesn't matter who I am. You've got to believe me.
Jack, you're making a fool of yourself.
Let's go across anyhow.
No, you don't.
Let's go. Scared. I'm not scared. You better get out of my way.
You're not getting on this bridge. Don, help me.
What do you want me to do?
Boys, you're not going to get past this, so you might as well go home.
Go suck your sock.
Get out of this ravine.
Go. All right, but I'm only going because I...
What's all this about?
Look at his backpack.
Yeah? It's torn up the side, so?
And it has an Indian head drawn on the back.
Hey, that was mine. I lost it years ago.
More than that, Don. The boy was you.
What? You're out of your mind.
This is 1956.
1956? You're crazy.
And this is no ordinary storm. Remember? It's a hurricane. And this bridge is going to collapse.
If you're right, then we better get off it.
Of course I'm right.
Look, let go of me.
No.
Let go.
I understand. Don't you see? We had to come back to the ravine to save our own lives. Our innocent, fresh-faced, 12-year-old lives.
All right, we've done that.
But we have to pay a price, Don. We want to live those years. And the price we have to pay is this.
You're crazy.
Think back. The last thing we saw before we turned the bend was the two men on the bridge. Fighting.
Stop it!
The memory you blocked out because you discovered later how close to death you'd come. And you were scared. No matter what you said, you were scared.
I don't want to fight.
You have to.
I don't.
Fight.
Why?
Why? Because you're a sleazy son of a bitch, Don. You wrecked my life, Murray's life, and God only knows who else's.
But if you stay on this bridge, you'll go with me.
That's why you can't stop me, Don. I don't care if I die.
Let me go! No!
Safe has been swept away in the current. We advise that all persons remain indoors until further notice.
Hi, Mom.
Jack, dear, you're safe. I was so worried. Is Dawn with you?
Hi, Mrs. McKenzie.
Oh, thank God. Now listen to me. I don't want you two going back to that ravine.
Oh, Mom.
Not ever again.
Mom.
I mean it.
Ravine by David Bolt, starring Bill Dow as Don and David Lorraine as Jack, with Karen Austin, Paul Cowling, David Brindle, Jeffrey Kazakoff, and Jason Gromov. Script editor was Sandra Rabinovich. Original music was by Amin Bhatia. Recording engineer was Bob Doble, with sound effects by Uta Schaffland, and the production assistant was Christine Story. The Ravine was produced and directed at CBC Calgary by Marty Fishman. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. Next week, Time Again Continues with Sightseeing by Nika Rilski. Until then, I'm Barbara Budd wishing you good night.
Whomever holds it closest to them, turning the gem a deeper shade of red. Suddenly, Bob felt the creatures swarming in his tongue, making it pulse and ache and swell, causing him to have trouble breathing. Bob tried to get the amulet off him. But without any arms or hands, it was an impossible task. Hearing his pain gasps, Myra ran in and turned Bob toward her, and she saw the terror in his eyes. She asked him what was wrong, but his tongue was so swollen he couldn't speak to tell her to get the necklace off him. The amulet seemed to be turning a richer, more vibrant shade of red as the maggots crawled into his head. He felt a thread-like form pop through his tongue like an open sore, and he felt the creatures weave and shimmer through his nasal passages into the back of his eye sockets, burrowing into his brain. Burning, itching, his head was on fire with pain. He stared back down at the stone as it turned redder and redder, brighter and brighter. He opened his mouth to scream, but all that came out were thousands and thousands of hissing pink monstrosities. Then suddenly everything went black.
Papers back in 74 when they were born, people have always been fascinated by Siamese twins. You know, twins that are physically tied together by a bond of flesh and sometimes even share organs. The Inquirer probably had the most articles on Sherry and Terry Murktree, or the Murktree twins as they were known in the trades. They were bound together at their sides, a giant hunk of flab extending up to their shoulders, leaving only one arm apiece. It was not only their skin that was connected, but some of their internal organs as well, including the liver, kidneys, and most importantly, their heart. Because of these shared organs, the doctors warned that trying to separate the twins could be extremely dangerous. They hoped that in time, medical technology would invent a procedure that would ensure their independence.